What did he say?
V.
What the f***, man?
That you're watching it in action right here. This is the phone system that sucks.
Your call cannot be completed. Please check the number and dial it.
Omar can't dial a phone. Omar can't
dial a phone. Well, why are you saying that if you know the system sucks, dumbass? I'm in a bad mood, dude.
You made
the meeting go way too long today.
I was hanging out outside working on my tan, waiting for you guys.
Hey, enough from you. Nobody's introduced you yet. He's probably stuffing his face right now.
Little fat F. God, we're so angry today.
Well, I didn't appreciate...
Hey, you reached my shelf.
Oh, you piece of shit. You, beer mug. There's my message.
Please record your message.
I'm not waiting for the tone.
Whoa, Omar's cussing a lot. This is
God damn it. Because I'm irritated, Dave. Ow. How long was that stupid meeting?
It was
way longer than it needed to be.
Hey, listen.
And you had your feet all kicked up. Blah, blah,
I was relaxed.
Oh, the next thing on the... agenda.
They know how to pee.
Jesus Christ.
How to pee, man.
Move things along is my point, Dave.
I'm trying. If you guys won't shut up.
We just had a meeting that should have been maybe 15 minutes, and we went like an hour.
Well,
oh my God.
You guys had to talk about things that weren't on the schedule.
Not me. It was Jensen, Allie, and Kevin just talking about, oh, blah, 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 oh, hot Cheetos. What the f***? So pissed off right now. And then I had Garrett over here who's filling in for Mugs, and I was going to do this whole beer mug. Oh, sorry, beer mug, you're not going to be here, so we're going to have Garrett. And,
well, I was going to refer to Garrett as beer mug the whole time, but okay. No, you ruined that by calling beer mug.
How'd I ruin it?
Because now he's... Never mind. Hey, listen, who's our guest?
Listen, you're
who's
comedy,
our guest?
Dave.
Who's our guest,
it.
Omar?
Beer mug. I was going to call him beer mug the entire time, Dave. That was my whole thing.
Oh, my God. You just
ruined it.
Let's start over.
What's happening is that, yeah, beer mug's at another Del Taco hit.
They don't want to stay.
Garrett, who's a loyal B-hole Kevin and Bean listener, you know, for a long time. We text from time to time. We worked on a project on the side last year. And he's just like, hey, if you ever need me, kind of just joking, send me a text. If you ever need me, I would be a good fill-in for mugs. And I was just like, oh, you probably do a killer job. So, hey, everybody, it's Garrett. No, it's not. Let's not call him Garrett. It's Beer Mug 2.0.
Yay!
Beer Mug 2.0.
Hey, Beer Mug.
Hey,
2.0.
Guys. How's it going?
How are you?
He's already better than Beer Mug because he's quiet.
Yeah. And so tell the B-holes a little bit about your relationship to Kevin and Bean, and because I think it would be safe to assume that you're a super fan.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, I've been listening pretty much since the beginning. Enjoyed it going to school.
So since the 90s?
Yeah, since the 90s. Wow. When I was going into school. Listened to the show every single morning and then took the show with me when I left for a while and back listening again. And even with the departure of Bean, R.I.P. Bean,
yeah.
Really still enjoying the format with Kevin and Allie and Jensen.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I think it was a natural kind of progression, and like everybody said, Bean was announced that he was leaving. Kevin and Bean would stagger their vacation the final year or so. We already kind of had a preview of what the show was, and it really didn't skip a beat. Just kind of continued.
Yeah, it felt really natural, at least from the listener's perspective. It just seems like Bean's on a really long vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, still, right?
Hey, by the way, do you have Bean's cell phone?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, he has a new number. And
he never gave it? I thought he was going to update. He updated everybody, especially, I thought he was your
text
your
and,
bro,
and WhatsApp,
dude.
That's it. So,
just through the WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yeah.
Because I want to call him because I... Because he's just bumming it in England. I know he tweeted some picture, but he's, just being the British bum. Like, literally, he doesn't have a job. He doesn't do anything. He's just bumming, eating pancakes all across England.
Dude, I can't wait till Bean gets fat.
Exactly.
By the way, UK Bean is so much fun. He's at bars and pubs and stuff like that.
Yeah, but he's not drinking.
But he's still out. He's out past, midnight.
No.
Dude.
No way. That's true.
He texted me once and it was 8 o'clock at night. And I'm like, hey, B, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. And we're talking back and forth. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait,
it's
is UK
3 a.m. In the UK. I'm like, Bean, I like this UK Bean. He's having fun. He's living his life, man.
He was probably just picking up Donna or something.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah. It's like, oh,
where? They don't have a car?
I'll be your ride or whatever.
They don't have cars?
They don't have cars?
No.
How do you know?
They walk everywhere.
They walk everywhere.
Yes.
How long are they walking?
They walk because they live in a cool neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
So they're just walking to all the local pubs and stuff.
All right. Yeah. For the next episode, Dave, I want to at least leave a message consistently. I don't want to give him the heads up, but that every single B Team episode from now on, I'm going to call him until he eventually picks up or doesn't, and I'm just going to talk endless on his voicemail.
All right.
So hopefully
if he
he'll
has
pick
one.
Up.
I don't know. Do UK phones have voicemails?
What? Why would he ask that? Of course they have voicemails.
Beer Mug, do they have voicemails? Have you ever called
Beer
a UK?
Beer Mug 2.0.
Oh, I'm sorry. Beer Mug 2.0. Have you ever called someone in the UK and left a message?
I'm pretty sure I have, yeah.
No. Either yes or no. It's not pretty sure.
Yes, Dave, I have actually done that before.
Okay, cool. So they do have... Hey, Omar, I just found out from Beer Mug 2.0 that they do have voicemails.
Told you, dumbass.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way, you're the producer of the show. Haven't you called people in the UK and left messages?
I don't believe in voicemail.
What are you talking about?
I don't believe in voicemail.
What?
No one checks them, so I don't believe in them.
If you have a business, you absolutely check it.
Beer Mug 2.0 agrees with me.
No, if you have a business, if you don't have a business, and you absolutely do. If you're an agent, if you're a manager, you check your voicemails.
Do you check your voicemails?
Absolutely, lies. Because I have a business.
Lies.
Yes.
I called you numerous times, and you never called me back from your voicemail.
You never leave me a voicemail,
that's
you
right.
jackass.
Because I don't
you
believe in voicemails.
You just said that, you dummy. What's wrong with you?
Because I never leave a voicemail.
Oh my God, Dave. First the meeting and now this. I swear to God,
we're gonna
get in a fight. And then yesterday, it took me 4 hours to get to work, man.
All right,
let's
talk about traffic. All right, traffic.
All right, it's that whole stupid, you know,
hey.
All that LA traffic, man. But yesterday, it got me good, man. I was so pissed. And so, I didn't tell you the story because I wanted to leave it for a surprise.
Yeah.
So. I follow my normal routine to get to work, and my alarm goes off at 3:40, and then I hit the snooze for 5 minutes, so I get up at 3:45, in the shower, I'm out the door by 4:15. This is a normal day, and I go AM, PM, get my coffee, I'm on the freeway in Rancho Cucamonga off of Archibald at 4:30.
That's oddly specific on your timing.
Just because every single day, I like to see how fast it takes. I don't know, I'm just that guy. I like to see how long it takes me. And on average, it takes me about 50 minutes to get to work.
50?
50.
5-0.
5-0, yeah. 5-0.
Jesus.
50. What?
Lives that's in the middle far. Of nowhere.
What?
That's too much, dude.
How is that too much? I know people that work in LA and they live in LA and their commute is way longer than mine.
That's true.
So it's not. And
that's true.
By the way, I don't live in a closet. You know, it's like if you want to buy a house, I had to move over there. So I'm on the 10 and there's this point every single day, 90%, not every single day, obviously. So 90% of the time. Right before I hit the 57, I go on my little GPS, Google Maps, and it has this little option where you press work, and I have the address of Entercom put in there. I press the button, and then it'll show me the quickest way to get there, and 99.9% of the time, it's head down the 10, no big deal. But this time, I was listening to some podcast, and it kind of got distracted, and I was like, oh, I could do it either really quick, or in my head, I thought it would be fine. So I was just like continuing on the 10 like a dumbass. So if I would have checked my GPS...
This is the real reason you're late!
So, well, the real reason is that I got caught in traffic. So I proceeded to go, and sure enough... The guy who died, at the time there was no reports, it was just an investigation, but somebody did die on the freeway. I got stuck right there in Baldwin Park, and it was the kind of traffic where if you're in the left lane, you're not going to move over because there's semi trucks there. So
yeah,
I'm stuck. But, so,
but was there no shoulder in the left lane? Sometimes there's shoulders, especially on the 10.
No shoulder because there's a bunch of construction, new construction
yeah,
going on.
Yeah.
New construction.
So you were really, so you were really effed.
Oh, it was me, and then there was a construction guy welding some stuff. That was there for like a half hour.
Did you get like, bro, you need some help? I'm bored.
I should have hopped out. Yeah, but it was the kind of traffic where you shut off your car, you know, and you're just hanging out there in the freeway.
Doesn't that
suck? Because you don't have snacks. You're probably like, oh, you had your coffee already.
I just had my coffee, but then.
But
so
it's done.
Well, so like, towards the tail end, I had to take a leak so bad. I was just like, are you kidding me?
Why don't you be like, yo, Welder, check this out.
I swear.
So I left. So I hopped on the freeway at 4:30 and I didn't roll into work till about 8:30.
That
four
was
hours,
funny.
Man. Four yeah. hours. That was insane. And not to be a dick, because
too late.
you know, I've been working here at K-Rock, living in Rancho Cucamonga, probably 15 years, and yeah. this has only happened maybe three times, but it has happened. And twice, I think, twice. And two times, it was a dead person. So it's, you know, and then, you know, I'm just like, you can't feel bad for being, in, you know, stuck in traffic because somebody
yeah,
died.
Yeah, someone died.
Someone died. That sucks.
But it's kind of the best of both worlds because you don't feel bad for being stuck in traffic. And then you can't feel bad about being late for work because
no.
the people
yeah.
at work understand that. Yeah. Hey, someone died, one.
Yeah.
It's out of your control.
Yeah.
And you don't have, because you know, that's the worst feeling driving. It's that,
oh, yeah.
That anxiousness. You I got to get to work.
For
I gotta get
sure,
to work.
Totally.
And you're driving crazy because you're driving faster to get to work. You don't have that. And you got a morning off.
Yeah, I did. Well,
you took a nap.
I'm fortunate because I'm the type of person who finishes their work and works ahead. So I had pulled clips for Ali the day before, and I had done some replays. There was one quick fix that I wanted to do for one of the replays, but it wasn't a big deal. So I had most of the stuff taken care of. Anything else was small that you took care of.
Luckily, board op, Power 106 board op Destiny was out sick, and so Beer Mug was filling in on the board. So I got to do all the edits and all the fun stuff that you normally do. So that was a fun morning. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But I also got caught in traffic.
That's
this week,
payback
dude.
For the meeting you just put me through, you jerk.
Yeah, I also got caught up in traffic this.
Oh yeah.
This week. So
our president of the United States,
yeah,
right?
He decided to come to Beverly Hills, which I have no problem with the president closing streets. I get it. You know, like there's just certain people, certain jobs or stuff. And you just like, OK, cool. You got to close the streets, get them to wherever he needs to go. But
by the way, hold on one second, Dave. Yeah. Beer Mug 2.0, is this as fascinated as you pictured it?
So far,
is
so
it
good?
That glamorous, yeah. this radio life? I mean, are you loving this conversation? Or
yeah, I got to tell you, it's exactly what we get on the podcast. There's literally no editing, I think, that you do for this podcast at all. You just hit the button and publish it because...
yep, this is it.
Kind
this
of.
Is, this is the BT magic.
Yep.
Okay,
yep,
sorry
yep.
to interrupt, Dave. I
yeah,
just want to get
timing.
An update for Beer Mug 2.0.
All right, great. So, you know, I left work pretty late that day, like around 4:30, and the president was coming at 5. So... I'm driving down Olympic Boulevard, and I'm like, oh, cool. And then I see, like, oh, they closed it at La Cienega, so I had to go around. I think I'm being clever by going through Wilshire and taking all these side streets.
Wait, don't you use Waze?
I do, but Waze, no one updated Waze that the president was going to be there. So,
oh, interesting.
So the Waze was telling me one thing, and so, you know.
I hate Waze. Yeah. Waze is
I love Waze. Waze is the best.
Worst app.
Anyways, so I get to Robertson, and I'm just stuck, right? And... I start, sit there for like 5 minutes, and then I start backing up little by little, and people start just making U-turns and driving all crazy. I'm trying to go through all these side streets. I'm stuck in all these side street traffic, and I'm maneuvering. Finally, I get to a place where I know will cross, and the president isn't going through, so I'm going. I'm still stuck in traffic, all these side streets, plenty of cars. I'm sitting at a stop sign, and I got to give a shout-out to B-Hole. Raul Rangel.
Okay.
I'm just driving, and I hear, Giga Mexico! Scares the crap out of me.
Oh,
I'm that, like, ah!
You posted something on social media, right?
I was after,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't post that, though. I didn't post that. I posted a shout to the people who weren't driving crazy, because there's a bunch of savages in this town who just don't care when they're in traffic, because they got to get... Some are just like everywhere else. Like, dude, yes, we're all in traffic.
I almost got hit by an Uber that morning.
But
I was
be cool,
late. Yeah.
dude. Like,
yeah.
like, there's people who just, you know what, there's a stop sign. There's a four-way stop sign. They don't care.
They
got to fit in because they know that there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to all those people, those good drivers. And I got to say, I lost my cool a little bit because of those drivers.
Mm.
So I even punched it, like, fast to beat the car to the, you know, when you're all, like, you're approaching the four-way stop sign, you want to get there first, so you have the right of way.
Yeah.
I did that a couple of times, and one or two rolling stops. But Raul scared the crap
out
of me.
That's hilarious. So was he in the car next to you?
He was going the other way, and
how the hell did he recognize you?
We're in traffic. We're stopped.
Oh,
so he probably saw me.
Oh,
like,
my
so
God.
He passed me, But when he passed me, like, he was driving like at 6 miles per hour and I was stopped. And he just scared the crap. Can you imagine?
Still.
You're just like looking straight, like miserable. Yeah. And then he left me a message on Instagram, instantly said, "Hey man, that was me, sorry." And I was like, dude, you scared
me. You're famous, dude.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
I mean, listen,
hilarious.
Not to brag, but
wow.
It happens quite often. Like, you know, this face.
That's so funny.
It's not cute, but yeah. But man, and it took me an hour and a half to get home. An hour and a half. It usually takes me 10 to 12 minutes,
yeah,
even in traffic.
Yeah, that's brutal. That sucks. Oh, you know what? But I still beat you. 4 hours. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
Four hours.
Yeah.
4 hours is brutal.
Yeah. So what do we got on the B team today, O?
I have more if you would allow me the pleasure of, continuing. I have more. Do you just want to get into whatever you want to do?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, continue.
How do you think it's going, Beer Mug 2.0?
So far, so good. I will say...
Feel free to, chime in. Yeah, you seem a little kind of like hesitant, and... Like,
I get
just
it.
Feel
he doesn't
free.
Want to stop in,
yeah,
in the magic.
I know, but I just want to let him know that the magic.
Well, I just want to congratulate you guys from last week's episode. You officially made it 41 minutes before you kicked off the show and played the intro. And I think
it was a while.
Wait, how
one.
Do you know that?
It was
like,
a while.
Well, I mean, I know how you know that, but... Like, are you sure that's the longest we've ever gone?
I have listened to every single episode.
No, you haven't.
I have.
No.
I've listened to every one, and I can tell you that 41 minutes is the longest you guys have gone before actually kicking off the show with the intro. So.
And how long was the actual podcast after the intro?
It was like less than 30 minutes.
Yeah. Let's beat that today, yo. Yeah. Come on.
Well, yeah. We got another half hour, so because I got to go pick up my kid.
Kids.
No, but I did want to give a special shout out to Mike'sFitnessEquipment.com because they hooked me up
on.
With. Hey, they're
come on!
They're an official sponsor of the B Team.
Are they?
Oh, hells yeah!
Are they?
Yeah. Hey, the guy hooks me up. He's hooking the B Team up, right?
Hey,
so
Mike.
He's an official.
I don't
sponsor.
See anything in my coming my way, man.
Hey, make your way out to Riverside, dude.
Nope.
Go to Mike'sFitnessEquipment.com. No, but seriously, so. My elliptical broke down, and I texted Mike. I'm like, "Hey, dude, what are your recommendations? Or what do you think I should do?" And I kind of texted him what I had, and he just like, no BS. If you don't care about the extras, you don't want any kind of bells and whistles. This is what you should go with, and come down to my store. And just, the number one thing is, you want to be comfortable in the elliptical. I hopped on this one, and he told me, yeah, it's a different brand, but all these brands are called differently. They're made by one company, Icon. They just slap a different label on it to sell it at different companies. So I was like, this feels just like the one I had, but it doesn't have the fan feature and the automatic lift. I was like, dude, I don't need any of that. He
oh, you need
me
the
up.
Fan, dude. The fan cools you down.
Ah, dude, I could just get a fan and put it in my garage, dude. I don't care. Plus, I like to sweat. And the reason I work out is because I like to get a good sweat going on. So, again, official sponsor, I think, though, the first official sponsor of the B-Team.
Paid.
Proclaimed by me. is going to be Mike'sFitnessEquipment.com. They're in Riverside. By the way, we might have Mike on because it's a pretty... Maybe you could call it a rags-to-riches story. This is a guy who kind of... I think he lost his job, and he was trying to find a way to make money. So he started...
Drugs.
No.
Oh.
So he started going on Craigslist, and he would buy items like dirt bikes and different things for like $100. He would clean them up, and then he would post them again, and he would make, $50 more. So he would buy it, clean it up, turn around, and flip it. Exactly. Essentially, it's like small-time flipping. And then I guess there was a huge market for exercise equipment. Uh-huh. So he started buying treadmills and ellipticals and stuff, and he just started like that. And it blew up into a big company. He actually bought a location, and he blew up so big that his original location where he opened, he had to move into a bigger store. So he's in Riverside. But hit up his website, Mike'sFitnessEquipment.com, and they deliver if you want to buy, Smith cages, ellipticals.
Smith cages. Cool.
He even has a crew that will go and set everything up for you. And, I know what's blowing up even more and more, it's being more common these days, is home gyms because people have never been busier, and that's what I have. So
biggest scam in the world.
What?
Home gyms.
What?
Yes.
What are you... Oh, wait.
But scam... Not scam. Okay. The biggest... I don't know the word, but the people who buy home gyms, you, not you included.
Mm-hmm.
You,
I think
you're the exception.
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Yeah,
I, yeah.
And it's so smart for him to be like, yeah, we'll build your home gym because you're never going to use it. But you know,
especially around January when everybody's making their resolutions.
Oh yeah.
That's interesting.
Good observation, Beer Mug 2.0.
But I think the people that are building their home gyms have money. Because like,
yeah, so they don't care. So my buddy has a gym in his house. It has a freaking Peloton. It has an elliptical. It has a heavy.
And he doesn't use it.
He uses it here and there.
Really?
Yeah, because it, you know, it's like, oh, I feel like
so,
putting the
yeah,
in the bag
today. Maybe so he because okay, so he didn't get his built out of necessity. So I built mine out of necessity because I'm strapped for time. Can I tell you quickly about my day on Tuesday, which is like it was possibly the busiest parent day ever. Okay, so. I work here at K-Rock, and then I leave here at 11, I pick up my daughter from kindergarten, go home, I cook dinner, because we have to take the older daughter to batting practice, that's going to go till 7, but so I want to have dinner already prepped, so I cook dinner, make some spaghetti, and...
In the Instapot,
right? A salad.
Right?
Well, and this time, for something like that, I just make spaghetti regular because it only takes me, you know, about 20 minutes total. So I make the spaghetti, I put
sauce
it in the fridge.
Sauce on top or mixed?
No, I keep that aside. Keep it separate.
So you do it traditional.
Yeah. So I keep
what
it aside.
What do you mean? What are you shaking your head about?
Nah, you got to mix the sauce in. It's much better that way.
Listen, I grew up with mixed sauce,
mm-hmm.
and I realize it's wrong, but it's so much better with the cheese mixed in.
Yeah.
And it's so good. We called it ghetto spaghetti.
Damn, I'm hungry.
Ghetto
now.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. It's just because it's not the way to make spaghetti.
Okay.
You know, but it's so good.
What do you mean? Mean cooking the noodles and then putting
the meat and the sauce and the cheese all mixed in together.
No, I do the mixing when I eat it.
Yeah. I mean, you do it traditionally.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You serve the noodles and then you serve the everything
that's
else.
That's how I do it. Yeah, that's how I do it.
So me and Beer Mug 2.0 are eating it the right way.
Yeah. So I'm cooking dinner, and then at the same time, I'm helping Zozo out with her homework. And then it's time to pick up the older kid. So we go pick up the older kid, and we have dance right like after school. So I pick up the older kid, and then we go to dance, and then we have a 15-minute window for the older kid to finish her homework. So I'm helping her with her homework. Then she goes into dance, and then I'm hopping on the phone talking to some DJ clients of mine. So I'm trying to get some business, you know, out of the way. At the same time, I'm helping Zozo finish her homework. And at that, so then finally, her second dance, she's in like jazz and tap, and then she has, it's called lyrical. Do you guys know what lyrical is?
Oh, hell yeah. Is that the one with the ribbon?
No, I don't know. I have no even idea like what kind of dance is this. It's called lyrical. That's all I know.
Is it like hip hop?
I'm not. Maybe that's what it is. And then so she wraps up lyrical. I get her changed.
She's grumpy.
That'd be funny. Yeah, she's like twerking it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lyrical.
They call it lyrical.
Lyrical.
She's like twerking. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. And then after that, it's batting cages time. Okay, so I go to the batting cages, and then Kazzy meets me at the batting cages, and then I'm just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to leave super early so I could get a quick workout in an elliptical. But at this time, it's 6:30, so I hit home 6:30. My kid and my wife, my two kids and my wife are at the batting cages. I'm at home getting my workout in from 6:30 to 7:15. The wifey calls me, all right, we're on our way, start heating up dinner. So I go heat all the dinner up. They get there at 7:30. Then boom, they eat. It's bedtime routine at 8:00. It's just like my whole day was just nonstop. If I didn't have that built in, like, you know, elliptical in my workout gear, there's no way I would ever get a workout in. That's why I think it works for my schedule. You know?
Yeah.
But like, it surprises me that people, I guess a lot of people just have disposable income.
Yeah. I mean, look, growing up, I had bars and, you know, dumbbells and stuff, and you like use it once.
That's kind of different, though.
And then also, like, you know, at my mom's house when we were growing up, our room would start to stink because that's where you're working out and sweating and stuff.
Yeah.
So then, like, you're like, oh, dude, I don't want to work out here. Then you look stupid working
I
out
in
outside
the garage.
In the backyard, and he's like, I feel like a douche.
Yeah. By the way, Garrett here, Beer Mug 2.0, you just dropped 40 pounds, right?
Yeah, I started changing my lifestyle back around the beginning of December. So in the last 2.5 months, I've dropped 40 pounds.
Would you give up beer or meat?
Well, I definitely gave up the alcohol, but definitely eating meat. And I actually took up heated cycling, so heated spin classes with my wife.
Heated? What?
So you talk about sweating, man.
Yeah.
You know, as a bigger guy, I used to hate sweating when I'd go to the gym because I felt really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But here, when I go into this studio, the object is to sweat as much as you possibly can.
Wait a minute.
Can.
So is the bike like covered in plastic?
No, they just heat up the room.
No, they heat up the room. It's like being in a sauna. They've got the room. They've got all the bikes in a room. You've got the instructor sitting up in front of you. Honestly, it's one of the best things I've ever done, and it's super fun.
So wait, I still don't get it. So it's how are the bikes not overheating?
The bikes are bikes. They're not going to
overheat. It's electronics and stuff. How hot does it get in there?
Yeah, they're because not electronic bikes.
Is it? Oh, they're not.
Those are just those spin bikes.
They're spin bikes. They're stationary. Yeah. They don't have all the electronics on it. You've literally got the bike in front of you in resistance.
It's not like a bike in the gym. Oh. It's not like those. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it just has a flywheel on there and it's manually powered. Yeah, is that what it is?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How hot does it get in there? It sounds disgusting, by the way.
It sounds like hot yoga.
Honestly, I swore I would never walk into this place. My wife had been doing it for like 4 months before.
Does it stink in there?
No, it's great. They keep the room really well. It doesn't stink.
I don't believe you.
I smell like hell when I get out of there, but the room doesn't smell bad at all.
Do you have to like... Oh, man, there's no way you're sitting down in that sweat seat, dude.
Oh, it's
that's got to be nasty. Your sweaty ballsack juice is all in that. No way. You have to. I would have to buy my own.
Beer mug 2.0? You got to take Omar.
No
way.
Well,
I would say the B team tries things. Come on with me to a class.
I would have to bring my own bike seat. I don't want to sit down in another.
Or don't sit down on it. You're wearing sweats or shorts or whatever. Who cares?
Oh, man. No, that's,
who cares?
I have my home gym, dude. Beer Mug 2.0 is a magician. Dave, are you tuning out over here? Or are you just...
Oh,
hello?
Sorry. What's
hello?
Up?
Hello. What happened? Tell me exactly what you're looking at. He's totally... And I've talked this from time to time. Are you just f***ing around?
No,
or
this has
business?
To do with the show.
Does it?
This has to do
what
with the
is
show.
It? What
with,
is it? April Foolishness?
No, the week of vacation. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it is.
So it's show
stuff. I always feel like sometimes like I'm talking to myself in here because I look over at Beer Mug and these... are on their phones. Exactly. They're doing exactly what you're doing.
All right. I heard 2.0 is a magician. Okay. Let's do this.
So Beer Mug 2.0 is a magician, and he's going to take us to...
that's cool, by the way.
Hopefully, he's going to take us to the Magic Castle. Oh, how do you...
Hold on. Let's start at the beginning. How did you get into magic?
You know, when I was a kid, I was always fascinated by magic, and I ended up working when I turned 16 for this Party Partners Entertainment Company, where I would go and do kids' magic shows with a bunch of just gimmick stuff.
So, like, you did the thumb, like, ooh!
The thumb coming off.
Got your nose! Exactly. Got your nose! And kids, how many kids cried when they did that?
I had a few that cried, that is correct.
Did you ever do the one where there's a magnet and there's a pen, and then you're like, boom, you stick it, and then you did that?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if you don't know, you don't know. But he knows, all right?
Yeah, I used to enjoy doing that. And then one of my previous bosses was a member at the Magic Castle, and he took our team out for dinner there. And I was like, how did you get to be a member of this place? Like, this is a dream of mine. He's like, oh, I'm a member. I'll sponsor you in for an audition, and you can come. And so he, like, mentored me and taught me some
things. Oh, so you're at
things.
A level where you're pretty legit to be a member of the Magic Castle?
Yeah, let's be clear. I'm a hobbyist. I don't do this professionally. It's just something I do for fun. But, yeah, I had to audition for my membership.
Look at, like, he did, like, Beer Mug 2.0 has a better radio voice than us.
I know.
And he doesn't stutter and stuff. He knows how to speak really well.
I bet he could read.
Yeah, exactly. Speak about a guy who should be in broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so it's crazy, though. He auditioned to get into a club.
How nervous were you? How many tricks did you have to perform? Is it close-up magic? What kind of magic do you do?
Yeah, so I was super nervous, actually, because I was performing for a panel of judges who were all very well-known and well-respected magicians, and they told me to prepare three things.
Okay.
And so I was prepared. I went down. I started it out, just had a conversation, did my first routine, and nailed it. Like, I'm like, all right, you know, kind of getting a little calm.
What was it?
Card magic.
Okay,
I specialize in card magic.
Okay.
Oh.
And so the second one I started, and I completely screwed it up. I almost just swore. I completely screwed up the second trick, and
sure,
I'm like,
Omar is.
You could That's square. It. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm going to get.
How did you screw it up?
I did what's called a flash, which is where you kind of give away the trick when you're trying to perform the trick.
Okay.
That sounds like a no-no in
Yeah, it's a definite no-no.
Wow.
But that's why they make you audition, because they want to make sure that if you're performing out on the floor for somebody, that you're not going to do something dumb and screw up.
Right.
Because it could also, like, magicians, wow, that's close. God damn it.
People love it. People love it.
Don't do that.
People love it.
Is it like magicians, you guys have similar tricks? Like, is there a book of like tricks that people do, so like they don't want it you to ruin it for other magicians, right?
More for the people that are there to enjoy the magic. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. If a magician messed up and I figured out how he did it, I would love that. I'd be like, yo, he messed up. It's like an error, you know, like seeing an error or seeing like one of when I watch live music, when bands mess up, I enjoy that so much.
Yeah, because you know it's live.
Yes, and
yeah.
I appreciate it. Like, I appreciate it even more. Yeah. So.
But yeah, I screwed up the second one, but they said, oh, we forgot to tell you, you get one free reset, so try it again. So I did it again.
Oh, great.
And I nailed it, and I'm getting ready to start my third one. They said, okay, thanks. And I thought,
you're out.
I'm done.
Man.
They escorted me back up to the upstairs area, and they said, have a seat here. We'll get back to you. And I'm like, oh, so
wait,
I sat there.
That moment they judge on you?
Yeah.
They judge you?
Yeah.
So did they send the owl with the letter, or like, how did did someone like poof appear and be like, you're in or you're out?
Yeah, not quite that cool. They did walk back up, though, and there was a group of about 10 of us that had auditioned that night, and they pulled everybody except for me and one other person and took them away. And so I thought they had all gotten in, and I was getting kicked out the front door, and they came back and said, congratulations, you guys made it. You've been accepted for membership. So
wow.
That kind of started my career.
And what year was that?
That was about 5 years ago now, so about 2015.
Oh, wow, great. And then how often do you go to the Magic Castle? What happens at the Magic Castle? I've never been. Dave's been once, right?
I freaking love the Magic Castle. I've been a couple times.
They have dinner there?
Yeah,
and you say it's like super expensive, right?
It's not. It's like $75, but it's like,
is it worth it?
It's a full course meal, and if you get the dinner, only people who buy the dinners get access to certain level of shows.
Okay.
So, and these shows are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this place is so beautiful.
You've been just once, or how many times?
I've been a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, a couple,
yeah.
Okay.
There's one where I was able to drink and enjoy it, and there's one where I just had to go and see some shows and then bounce.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's beautiful. Everyone's dressed up.
And this is in Hollywood, yeah?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right by like Hollywood
Franklin.
Highland?
Yeah,
right off of Franklin. Yeah,
okay.
It's dope, dude. And it's beautiful. And then, like, there's even one room where you have to, like, climb upstairs and go through, like, this hole. Like, it's like an attic way.
Mm.
And it's just really cool. And it's beautiful inside. There's bars everywhere. There's magicians that do card tricks like up close. There's even an up close room where you're literally like on top of the magician and you still can't figure out what the hell he's doing.
Wow,
and
really?
It's amazing.
Is it mostly card magic, or do they do illusions?
What he was talking about with the dinner is, if you go to dinner, you get tickets, guaranteed admission to the main show, so the main showroom, and they run multiple shows each night. But the only way you get in is with that dinner ticket, or you're in the standby. But that's where the big shows are. So that's where they have the people sawing people in half, or, you know, producing a tiger out of nowhere, whatever it may be.
I want to get sawn in half. Sawn in half? Sawed in half. Sawed in half. Sawed in half? That doesn't sound right.
I have no idea.
Is it sawed in half?
It's sued.
No, what is it?
Let's just go with being cut in half.
Cut in half.
Yeah, there you go.
Sawed in half. Sawed in half doesn't sound right. What is it? Sod. I want to get
sod. Yeah,
sod?
Let him go. Let's let him go.
What is sod? I want to get
Google
sod
it.
In half.
So
sod in half. Is it sod in half?
I don't care.
You're
anymore.
A magician.
I don't care.
It doesn't sound right to me.
I think it's right. I think it's sod.
Fast forward, people.
Okay, I want to get sod in half. Doesn't sound right. Okay.
2x speed.
All right. Where are we going with this?
I was just telling you. But yeah, about the main show. And then
there's all the other rooms as well. There's the close-up room, which I was saying is my favorite room. Mm. They've got some other side rooms. We have places downstairs. And what's really cool is we have these tables throughout the entire castle where, even if you're not a paid performer, like me, I don't get paid to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to go and just work on my magic.
Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an expensive membership, but it's worth it. But I sit there. We sit at the tables, and you can just see anybody from, you know, somebody who's doing rope tricks to card magic to coin magic. And these people are way better than me. They're really, really good. So it's a lot of fun to get to watch. And there is a saying. So when we do finally get to go to the castle, Omar, you're going to have to make sure that you can drink, because the saying is, the drunker you are, the better the magic is.
Yeah, I believe that for sure. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Yeah,
I think Omar's going to fight. I'm going to fight you. You're the devil.
That's not real.
You're the devil.
I know how you did that.
Let me see that rabbit. Let me see that rabbit. Be grabbing his nuts or something like that.
So Beals.
No, but do you know, like, Doogie? Like, do you ever see, like, a Neil Patrick Harris there, or Penn & Teller, or, like, any other famous magicians? Or
I personally have not. I know people that have performed for many of them. What's really cool about the castle too is that you can't take pictures inside.
Yes,
there is a no picture rule. So a lot of the
you have to wear a jacket.
Yeah, you have to wear a jacket. But a lot of celebrities,
it's hot.
They like to come in there because people aren't constantly going, "Hey, can I get a picture with you? Hey, can I get a picture with you?" Right? They can just kind of relax
see
and
my
enjoy
watch
themselves.
And I'm like, click, click.
Yeah, exactly. Just be on the down low.
Have you ever performed for someone famous?
No, actually, no, I have not. But
You're about to.
I was going to say, but I would love to perform for you guys.
That's where I was leading up to.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's nothing better than magic on the podcast.
On the podcast, so, I got to see this.
So
this
Garrett prepared
riveting.
Something. So
wait,
I don't know.
Should I film it or not? Nah, I'm not.
I don't know.
They theater of the mind.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Did you set it up? Whatever kind of trick. Yeah, do your thing.
What are you going to do?
So, as I said, I specialize with cards.
Okay.
So, you know, you guys have this really cool podcast that you do.
We have a podcast.
Okay, fine. Which one is it? Which one?
I don't think it's cool.
It's called the Kevin in the Morning Show.
Yeah, there you go.
But, close enough.
You guys connect with your audience, right? So I want to try.
We're told.
Yeah, I want to try a little test to see just how well you can connect with a random stranger.
Okay.
So we're going to do a little card magic here. Who wants to help me and select a card?
Dave's closest to you, so I think you would be a good fit.
Just tell me when to stop. Anytime, Dave. Anytime.
Do it again. I missed it.
All right. Anytime. Stop. Dave. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a look at that card.
Got it.
You got it? All right. I want you to hang on to that card, and I'm going to turn my back, and I want you to show Omar, okay?
All right. Cool.
Okay.
You just looked at it on your phone.
No.
Cheater.
No, I'm pulling up my phone because we're going to make a phone call.
What?
All right. So, now check this out. I'm going to select the area code because we're in LA. Let's go with 818 for the area code.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to have to edit this part out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I need a 3-digit number from you that would start with a phone number. And then Omar, give me 4 more numbers. All right. So, we're going to make this call now. I'll throw it on speakerphone. Let's see if this works.
Okay.
This better not be like your mom or something.
Nah, you guys
get the meatloaf ready.
Look, you pick the number.
Are you guys ready for the call or no?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi. Listen, thanks for answering the call. My name is Garrett. I'm actually sitting here in a room with a couple of guys doing a podcast called the B-Team Podcast. Have you ever heard of it before?
No, is the answer.
I'm waiting to do a conference call with some colleagues. Who is this, please?
So my name is Garrett. I'm sitting here with DJ Omar Khan and Dave the King of Mexico. They're the producer and the imaging director from the now Kevin in the Morning show. Used to be called Kevin and Bean. Maybe you've heard of Kevin and Bean. Did you know who Kevin and Bean were?
Kevin Bean. You know, I got.
Just hang up, bro.
No, you know, I gotta say, I don't remember Kevin and Bean, but I used to listen to Mark and Brian.
Same thing.
Same show. Hey, listen, we're doing a test, so I just had them pick a card, and I'm wondering, I know you said you got a call or whatever, but I was wondering if you would be willing to think of a card in the deck and just name the card out loud.
I'm sorry, this is a really weird call.
Is going really well. This is riveting radio, guys.
Just pick
guys.
A card, goddammit!
Wait. So wait, this is we're on radio right now?
No. We're recording a podcast. You have to say it.
Wow. Yeah, we're recording. Yeah. No, we're not a lot. We're not on the radio.
On air.
You are not on air. We are recording a podcast.
And you called me.
Oh my gosh.
How did you get my number?
We just randomly picked a phone number that started with the area code that was local, and you answered the phone. So would you be willing to just name any card for us?
Yeah, this is weird, man. So there are other people there?
Yes.
There's just 3 of us.
There's 3 of us sitting in a radio studio. Oh my God, he's FaceTiming.
Don't.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
He's flipping cool.
This just got really weird.
Do you want to come in there or no? My girlfriend's hiding. Are you? Do you want to? Here. Look at this. So what's going on there? So you guys are doing a podcast? By the way, the podcast that I'm familiar with, we sit across a table with a microphone. This is a little bit more professional. So
yeah, this is actually...
Oh, this is not professional.
This is, well, yeah, it's definitely not professional, but we're actually affiliated with K-Rock.
K-Rock Radio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is we're actually at the K-Rock Studios.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So who's calling me? Who's the person calling me?
I'm calling. I'm a magician. My name is Garrett. I set this whole thing up where I basically had Dave pick a card. He picked a random card from the deck, and then we called your number randomly, and all I literally need you to do is just say, are you familiar with a deck of cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So just name any card in the deck, and let's see if you guys are connected or not.
This is so weird, man. Okay, who picked the card?
I did. Hey,
Dave.
What's up, dude?
All right, so I'm going to say a card. And what? It's going to match yours?
That's the trick. That's
hopefully. Otherwise, this whole setup was worth nothing.
Yeah.
How the hell am I going to do that?
That's up to you.
Well, anytime. I mean, like, even though I know this is a podcast, we got to keep going. So just go for it.
Okay, so you want me to name a card?
Any card.
Any card.
King of Clubs.
Dave?
That was a card.
Boom.
Yeah, that was a card.
King of Clubs.
Come on.
Come on now.
You had 52 cards.
Let me see that again. Let me see that again.
What
look, that's it.
No way.
That was amazing.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you
Holy
for
crap.
That.
That's, well, sure. What was your name?
My name is Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan. Well, good to meet you, dude. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Yeah, thanks
awesome.
For playing along.
You made my day. All right, that's
thanks,
cool.
man.
All right, thanks for answering. Don't
well,
sue us.
Well, that happened.
That was awkward.
Dude, what? All right, so
that's
now.
That's interesting.
So.
Okay.
All right, all right.
Here's the
all right, all right. All right.
They're speechless
so
for
now,
the first
so
time
now,
ever right
now. Now here's here comes the skeptics.
Well, absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
go, now go, let's go. Break it down.
Go ahead, Dave.
What program did you use?
The dialer on my iPhone.
No. It was like a fake. You already had a number program. That's your buddy. Clearly, that's your buddy or somebody.
I have no idea who that guy is.
That was Jonathan, your buddy.
No.
All right, let's do it. What was the number again? I'm going to call him now. I'm going to call him.
It was 818, and then I think 5363.
Nah, I forgot.
5363.
Damn it. Huh. I don't care. It was cool.
All right,
that's
it was cool.
Fun.
It was cool.
It's fun, and regardless of how you do it, it's always fun to do that. And I just want to know how that dude was like standing by because he even said, "Are you ready for the call?"
Yeah,
I was
nobody,
like, "Oh,
no, nobody, nobody's that good of a friend because, like, you know,
especially to me. Trust me,
because I would have been like, you know, damn, I'm like pissed off already because, like, if he was gonna, you know, because he was supposed to be here at 10:45 a.m. That's when we're gonna start, and we didn't start recording until like 11:45
because you kept talking.
And now, no, that's your dumbass. And now it's gonna be almost 12:30. I don't have a good friend, like, you know, what I mean, that would give me that much of a window to do this stupid bit.
It was funny. It was funny, and I could see, like, regardless if it's him or not, it's still funny and it's still cool. And I see how
very
it could blow people's minds.
Very cool. Very
it's
cool.
fun. So all good right. job, Garrett.
All right.
Beer Mug 2.0 is so much better than Beer Mug.
We're going to have...
Let's call Beer Mug.
We're going to... All right, yeah.
Let's call Beer Mug.
Let's do that. And then just tell him how... he's out.
He's out.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out. All right. I don't have his number.
Well, forget it. You're watching the phone system at work. It's terrible. By the way, we're at 44 minutes, I believe.
People love it.
No one loves it.
He just doesn't like you guys.
Myself, please leave a message.
Okay, this time we'll really leave a message.
Please record your message.
Beer Mug 2.0, let Beer Mug know that he's been replaced.
Or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Beer Mug 1.0, this is Beer Mug 2.0 at the B-Team podcast. You've been replaced. Fire Beer Mug.
Yeah!
Yeah, Del, go eat some more Del Taco on the reg, you bitch. You're out!
Hey,
you're
bring
out!
Bring me some back, you asshole. You never do. Jerk. I'm hungry.
Hey, you lucked out. You weren't in the meeting, dude. It was brutal. See ya.
By the way, he's not going to check his voicemail. So that was all pointless.
Yeah, he wouldn't check his voicemail.
No.
I'm telling you, if you
he
have a business.
He doesn't even check his text.
He is the worst. He doesn't even check his emails.
By the way, having a business must be the worst because you have to answer every phone call. How many, like, right now, how many voter calls are you getting? We're like, hey, this is Bernie Sanders, and you need to vote for me.
Not a lot. Well, for me, I like, you know, the newer phones, I guess, have that scam likely thing.
Scam likely, yep.
So that's a lifesaver. So I never pick those up.
Yeah, well, now T-Mobile has it where it wouldn't even get scam likely. It just puts it in a box and it says blocked.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, T-Mobile's the best.
Oh, that's cool.
Sponsor me, T-Mobile.
That's
You're the best. Yeah, but there's still plenty of calls that go through because they're legit numbers.
Really?
That's weird. But then they're like, hey, are you going to vote this Tuesday? You're like, yeah. They're like, you should vote. Shut up. I already know who I'm voting for. Hang up.
Right.
No one, I mean, is there one call that they ever answer and go like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
That totally changed my mind.
Thanks
for calling
Mr. Phone
me.
Man. Thanks, dude, who doesn't want to be at the phone bank. Like, thanks for calling. Hey, are we going to start the show?
That was
what
the show.
What are you doing?
That was the show.
Oh,
I gotta go.
It?
Yep, that was it.
All right.
All
hey,
right.
No. Play the theme, though.
All right, we'll play the theme. All right, here we go.
Come along now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby!
That's right. This is the B Team. This is episode 93, if you're counting. My name is DJ Omar Khan, Imaging Director of Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Alongside me, we have Dave, the King of Mexico, Executive Producer of that show.
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
And then we have Beer Mug 2.0, who's replacing Beer Mug 1.0.
Hey, what's up?
And we just got a message from Beer Mug 1.0. We're going to give him a call. Give me his number, please. Oh, wait. Is this him? There he is. Muggos?
Hi, guys. Hi. Hi.
Hey.
Sorry. I'm busy out here eating tacos and kissing babies.
You're kissing babies?
You're eating babies and kissing tacos? What?
Yeah. Yes.
Did he take Evie to another gig?
No, I only had to take her to the one on Tuesday. She was a champ, though.
Dude, she's going to be
How many tacos does she eat?
Oh, she crushes it, dude. She puts me to shame.
That's funny.
Hey, meet your replacement.
Who's my replacement?
Hey, Muggs.
This is Garrett.
You? State your name and city you live.
This is Garrett, and I live anywhere you're not, man.
Wow, Garrett, is that how it's going down? Well, you know what? Since Garrett's going to replace me, I got a new B-Team slogan for you guys. I have B-Team listener and K-Rock listener Jeremy here, and he's going to tell you the new B-Team slogan.
Oh, love it.
You guys ready?
I can't wait.
Here we go. Here it is.
The new slogan's sploosh.
Sploosh.
You guys get that?
Sploosh?
Was that Sam?
Is that squoosh?
Squoosh or sploosh?
Sploosh. S-P as in Paul. No. S-P as in Paul. L-O-O-S-H.
How's that make sense?
Because it's great. It's way better than squish.
No, but
Bear Buck 2.0, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with a no on that one.
Come on. Hey,
get Jeremy on the phone again. Is he there?
Here's Jeremy.
There.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jeremy, what's going on, man?
How's Beer Mug doing as a host down there? Is he terrible or terrible?
No, he's killing it.
Yeah, is he just eating tacos?
The only thing I gotta say is my name's Jeffrey, not Jeremy.
He said Jeremy, right?
He did. Yeah, that's classic Beer Mug. Classic Beer Mug 1.0.
You know, I just wish he was in his coconut bra from Weenie Road.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, man! All right,
wow,
dude.
Jeffrey, thank you for joining us, man. We'll see you at Storms Bear Mountain, right? You're a snowboarder or a skier?
Snowboarder, broke my collarbone last week, so I don't think I'll be going.
Well, I guess you'll be watching Lovely the Band and having some hot toddies.
Yep, we will.
Word, all right, dude. All right, we'll see you out there.
All right, here's Beer Mug.
Right, no, we don't want to talk to him. Right, just hang out.
Hey, Jeremy, Jeffrey Simpson. Right?
Yeah, Beer Mug listens.
All right, Muggos. All right, you've been officially replaced, dude. Thank you.
Well, I'm very sad, and you guys really need to reconsider that and also sploosh.
All right, I think we're definitely out of the sploosh. We might reconsider you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Later, Muggs.
Bye, Garrett.
Bye, Muggs.
Oh, you remember Garrett's name, but not Jeffrey, who's standing right next to him.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was great.
Right. You know what? I'll stick around because I have to go pick up my kids because I just checked traffic. But I will stick around for the bonus track.
And, all right, let's do this.
We'll listen along to this. This is a oldie but a goodie. I don't even know if you guys remember this. Yeah. Hell yeah, high quality stuff here.
This sounds like, I know it.
Yeah, the chocolate hands. They're the chuckleheads. They keep you laughing all morning long. They're the chuckleheads. They're the chuckleheads. It's just a funny word to keep you singing along. Kevin and me, they have a great show.
I want Linda Pauly to join us on the B Team, but she refuses to answer my direct messages.
Really? Why don't you just tweet her? Maybe she doesn't know how to check her direct messages. So you should just tweet her in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or is it Instagram or Twitter?
Facebook. She's on Facebook. But just such a beautiful voice. Such a beautiful, tender, loving voice she has. Okay, I've had enough of that. You know what?
What?
I want to drop it. I feel like there's not enough. Like, there's no Kevin and Bean or nothing. It's
who
just,
cares? It's just,
is
no
fine?
One's listening.
Is it fine, though? Is it fine?
I think it's fine. We played some Kevin. Did we play that part, or did you cut it off before that?
No, this is a different song. They're the Chuckleheads. I don't know,
they're
dude.
The Chuckleheads. Garrett, what do you think? What do you think?
Do we need a B-team episode? Is this even a B-team episode? Is this a good one? No.
I got to tell you, it's everything I hoped it would be and more.
It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
So what are we doing?
I got to go get my kid. So I don't know if we should...
I just have one more question for you then.
Yeah. As a B-hole, all right, you get one question for us. We'll answer any of your questions. Go.
When will I get my paycheck for this appearance?
Oh, it's in the mail
now.
All right.
Well, I guess bye.
I guess
that was.
I don't know how I feel about it. Here's the thing, Dave, is that I prepared the show, and then I didn't know we're going to be in that meeting forever.
I know. It took a little longer than
so. People could blame you then for this episode. If people like it, they like it. Because I always feel like, and I've talked about this before, every time we record, I think we did a poor job, and then I go back and edit it. I was like, oh, okay, it wasn't that bad.
You know what's
funny? I never think we do a good job.
Same, until I listen to it, and then I go, hey, that was actually really funny.
Okay, but you guys have probably a better, because like, I think the problem with me is that I'm working the controls here, and I'm kind of looking at my paperwork while we're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of get distracted. So I'm not, and I never had that ability to be in the moment judge how the show is going.
So let's discuss this show real quick.
Okay.
I think it was a fine show.
Okay.
We had Beer Mug 2.0.
Yeah.
We had about 30 minutes of freaking weight room talk, which we could probably edit out. We're the sponsor.
Hey, that new he's legit. Mike'sFitnessEquipment.com. He's the official sponsor of the B team.
So, I mean, people could fast forward through that. And then if you're at this point, then it's too late then. We had the magic trick. And we talked to Beer Mug. Ah, that's good, man. I think it's a good episode.
I don't.
Beer Mug 2.0, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think it was a good episode. You guys did a good job.
Thank you. And I'm going to take full credit for it.
You should.
All right. So I think that's it. So we'll see you in like a week or so, I guess.
Unless there's another goddamn meeting, Dave. You bastard.
Wait, what's next week?
We announce Foolishness next week.
Yeah, Foolishness. Yeah. So, tune in next week for Foolishness information. Waka, waka, waka.
What a tease.